AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran claims to have tested a ballistic missile with improved capabilities against a U.S. warship over the weekend. On Saturday, the U.S. said it struck Iranian oil tankers in response to missiles launched at U.S. warships. Meanwhile, Donna Warder reports in Iran, some drivers are paying double for gasoline.
Iranian drivers who go over their monthly quota of 29 gallons of gasoline per month must now pay twice as much as they had been paying since December. In the government's announcement, it didn't say that it's because of the war, just that it's because of the current situation. At a gas station in Tehran, customer Varghese Yadigarian says, by international standards, gasoline is still very cheap in Iran, and he says the price probably does need to go up. But he says given how little people earn, any price increase would put even more pressure on ordinary citizens. He's right, gasoline in Iran is very inexpensive compared to international standards. The price went up to not even 4 cents a liter in December. That means the heaviest users will now pay about 7 cents per liter. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. gas prices hit a record high for Labor Day. AAA put the national average Monday at more than $4.15 per gallon. Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli airstrikes on a village in southern Lebanon killed 12 people, including 2 children. Malik Karp has more.
The escalation comes days after Israel's military said it was in operational control of Ali Tahir Hill, a strategic position overlooking several villages and roads leading to Nabatiya. Hezbollah is not a party to the Lebanon-Israel talks and has said it will not give up its weapons in any area north of southern Lebanon's Litani River.
Elsewhere, Karen Chamas reports.
In Nepal, it's a day of mourning to remember the at least 1,300 people killed by the floods that hit on August the 26th. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is AP News. A massive tapestry portraying one of the most significant episodes in British and French history is going on display in London this week.
I'm here at the British Museum where the Bayeux Tapestry, back on English soil for the first time in almost 1,000 years. And the first thing that strikes you when you enter is just how big it is. 230 feet long. It stretches the entire length of this huge gallery. And the second thing is just the scale and vividness of the storytelling. The 58 scenes in this tapestry depict events leading up to the Norman conquest of England in 1066. They show the battle for power between English Harold Godwinson and William, Duke of Normandy. The climax comes when the two armies clash at the Battle of Hastings. It was a battle that brought the Normans to the throne in England, ended Anglo-Saxon rule, and changed the history of this country forever. And to have it here in Britain is a very exciting moment.
Jill Lawless reporting from London. There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.